This podcast is brought to you by On Track Studio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Taylor Lee podcast. I am so excited to be here back in your ears once again. I have just been loving the podcast so far. This is the third episode, I believe, and I've just been loving the feedback from you guys. It's just like all of the content really seems to be landing for you all, which is so incredible. I love when I see you guys sharing it on your Instagram, when you guys are in my DMs, sharing what you took away from an episode. Like, it's truly so incredible. So keep it coming. I fucking love it. Before I get into today's episode, I just want to give you guys a bit of a life update, some things that are like transcending behind the scenes, and just like connect with you all really. So for those of you who may not know, I moved in with my best friend the start of this year, and we've been living together, and her partner T just moved to New Zealand for 9 months. So we actually got a new roommate in Morgan, and he moved in last weekend. So he's been with us for a week now, which has just been so incredible. It's just like such a vibe. Morgan is a PT at our gym, and it's just been like so good. I was talking to Morgan about this yesterday afternoon, to just have someone else in like your close proximity, really, that just aligns with you, that just holds you to a high standard. And I've truly even just like noticed such a shift already in like the time span of a week, how much like my health and fitness has literally just like elevated from just like having him in the room. You know, like if I'm making dinner, like I'm going to be making good food. He's like been educating us so much on like a lot around like food. Like the other day, Isaac and I went to make some bao buns for lunch, and it was like the frozen chicken you just get from the shops. And he was like, guys, like ingredients list. And it was like 60% chicken in like your chicken. It's things like that, that I'm just like, fuck yeah. Like everything is just getting elevated. So that's just been incredible to just be in close proximity to another great human, just holding me to a high standard. Isaac and I, are about to leave for a little getaway trip. Isaac's my partner, by the way. And we're going to head down to the Gold Coast for a few nights, which I am so excited for. I fucking love Burley, like that south end of the Gold Coast. I'm like literally doing a compass in my head just to make sure I did that right. My dad will come at me if that I don't get my geography correct. Yeah, so we're heading down to Burley for a few nights, and I'm just so excited. I wanted to move there at one stage. I just find it so beautiful that in that way, and there's just like so many incredible restaurants, bars, all of the things. I'm just such a foodie, so I've already booked some incredible restaurants. So by the time that this episode is out, you'll be able to see all of the things over on my Instagram, I'm sure. So that is going to be such an incredible trip. And then in terms of business, things are feeling really, really good in business at the moment. I've just been really focusing on really deepening my relationships with my clients and just like elevating my entire client journey, client experience, which has felt really good for me. I just am so fucking grateful for everyone in my world, but it just feels so good to just have the most incredible connections with my private clients. It's just like I'm landing in just such deep levels of gratitude for my business and for my life. I recently wrapped up, it was yesterday, my 2-day experience Ascend, which was a program for those wanting to scale in the online space. And that program, it was just like one of those moments where I was like, yeah, this is my fucking purpose. Like, this is what I'm here to do, just to like bring in all of the elements that are like truly me and truly the way in which that I lead my life and I lead my business in particular, incorporating a blend of strategy, incorporating energetics. And then I incorporated some hot seat coaching at the end where I was able to coach the girls, and there was like mindset things that came up. Like, I truly am just like, that program was just fucking everything running that. Yeah, it was just like a moment of like, yeah, this is what I'm here to do, and like these are my people. And it just feels so incredible in that regard. In terms of like some things that I'm kind of navigating behind the scenes with business, I've had this conversation with a few people. I brought it into the mastermind I'm in a few times now, and it's this piece of like navigating being wrong in business. And it's almost like this fear of being canceled, and that's like a gross exaggeration of it. But for me, what felt really present for me these past few months, and it's only really been like brought to my awareness that it's really quite present in the past month, I would say, is like almost this people-pleasing energy where I don't want to be wrong and I want to be liked by everyone. And it's really funny because I thought I had transcended this whole people-pleasing thing of like, no, I don't need to be liked by everyone. Like, it's funny that I thought I transcended it and I almost just met it at a new level recently where I finally feel like after running Ascend in particular, I'm so anchored in just like knowing what's actually true for me and actually sharing my message on that, you know, and being okay with people potentially not agreeing with it, potentially people not liking it, and just actually trusting that that's my truth and that gets to be perfect and the two opinions get to coexist. I think I had this story running for a long time that there's like this right or wrong way. I was saying to my mentor, like, I had this fear that if I posted a thing that was like a firm opinion and then she posted something 2 days later that was the polar opposite, like that terrified me, right? Where she said, you can actually have your opinion and you can have your belief and that actually gets to be perfectly right. You know, and hers can exist and they get to coexist. So that's that, having that reflected to me was really powerful. And just like coming back into always like knowing what's right for me. And, you know, the coach that I want to be, the business owner that I want to be, I actually just get to lead with that. And at the end of the day, that's my point of difference, right? If I'm trying to bring in all of these other blends of other people's opinions, other people's perspectives, it's fully taking me out of my power and taking me out of being the business owner and being the coach that I desire to be. So that's been really cool to just witness. And I've already just seen a shift in like the content that I'm creating, where it's just actually true to me and it feels so good. And it's like you get to this point as well with content creation when things actually come from such an authentic space that you're not worried about like the analytics or the likes or how people respond, because it's like, well, this is actually what's true for me, you know, not creating content from a space of people pleasing, you know. And that's what I was getting caught in. I was getting caught in so much noise of like, but she says this, but she says that, will they not like me if I say that thing? Like, I was just getting caught up in the noise and creating content from a space of like, this is something everyone's going to like. I know that incorporates her thing, her thing, her thing. And it sounds like a gross exaggeration, but I think subconsciously it was truly playing out for me, where now I'm like, you know what conversations do I desire to have with clients, what things are actually on my mind, what is my thoughts and perspectives on things. And that's where my content creation is coming from, and it just feels so fucking good. It feels so powerful, and it just feels like I'm coming home to me again. Like, when I reflect and I go back on my Instagram content from when I first moved into the coaching space, that's what my content was. It was very different. It was very different from like what I was taught at university. And what I mean by that is I always had like the perspective of, you know, if content isn't authentic and it isn't you, it, no matter the likes, the shares, anything, like, it doesn't matter, you know, like people will move into your world and it's going to be like something's fucking missing, there's a disconnect, right? So it's just like that kind of content and that kind of perspective, I feel like I'm coming home back into it, where that I used to post things like that and then I got lost in the noise for a little bit there with like kind of navigating who I am as a coach, who I am as a business owner, with all of these external things, where I'm actually just back into just being me and just being the authentic version of me, which just feels so freaking good. And I just like know from the conversations I've been having with my clients the past few days in particular, they just feel it as well. So that's really special. So yeah, that's kind of what's been going on in terms of what I've been navigating with my business behind the scenes. But yeah, like I said, I've really got to focus on just elevating my client experience and people's experience when that they come into my world, whether that's, you know, coming in and listening to this podcast, whether that's coming in and purchasing a masterclass, whether that is, you know, being a private client, being a part of a program. I just want everyone in whatever capacity it is to just have the best experience in my world, because that's truly what it's about. That's like a foundation and that's a core of business. And I've lost that part. I lost. That's a gross exaggeration again. I wouldn't say I've lost it, but I kind of lost sight of it. So I'm just bringing that back in, which just feels really good and it's really important. Okay, so when I was running my program Ascend, a conversation that I incorporated as a part of this program was a conversation around boundaries. And it's actually the conversation that I want to bring here today for today's episode. And it's something that is just so important in both your personal life and your business life. So no matter if you're a business owner, if you're just plugging into this episode from a space of, you know, personal development, this gets to be for you as well. So in my 2-day program that I just ran, Ascend, one of the conversations that I brought into the program, which I think is really, really important, is a conversation around boundaries, both in your personal life and in your business life. So whether that you're a business owner or you're plugging into this podcast for personal development, this is going to be for you. And I'm just like so excited to just dive into this conversation. I think it's really, really important. So firstly, I want to touch on, of course, what boundaries actually are. And I want to break this down into a really simple form. It's the way in which I first heard it, and it's just stuck with me. And it's just truly the best way to define boundaries. So I look at, as humans, we've all got an internal value system, right? We all value different things in our personal life, our business, just in all areas, our health, our education. Internally, we have our value system, right? Things that we'll accept, things that we won't accept, things that, you know, we want to invest our time and energy into, things that we don't, like that's our value system, right? And boundaries is the way in which that we communicate our value system, right? So boundaries are purely just like a communication method based on our value system, right? And I feel like we all tend to overcomplicate this like term of boundaries, and we almost make it seven layers deeper than it needs to be, where it's like, oh fuck, I've got to set that boundary. And it's like, we're building like the Great Wall of China, when that's truly not the case. It's actually just communicating our value system, right? So if we can always anchor back into that, it's just going to make things a lot easier when we have to quote unquote set boundaries. So I believe that we have our internal boundaries and we have our external boundaries, right? So our internal boundaries is, of course, like our internal boundaries. So some examples I'm going to speak to is things like, you know, not snoozing our alarm when we wake up, actually waking up at the time that we said we're going to wake up, actually going and training at the gym when that we said we were going to, keeping our room clean because that we said we value having a clean room and a clean space and a clean environment, actually eating food that fuels us, you know, things like that, that are based on our own internal world, if you will. They're like our internal boundaries, where the only people that can hold us to those standards is ourselves, right? And then our external boundaries is things where that it's like things external of us, right? So that can look like things like your boundaries with your relationships, your friendships, boundaries around, you know, what that you're available for, what that you're not available for. So they're like the difference between the two that really helped me when it comes to understanding boundaries. And something I want to quickly preface is that I'm going to be using the word boundaries and standards interchangeably, because they fully just like, they fit in, right? It's like, it's a puzzle piece almost. Like when we're setting a boundary, it's because we're holding a standard, right? So I'm going to use the words interchangeably throughout this episode. So I want to give you guys an example, a really like basic example of setting a boundary, because again, it tends to get really overcomplicated. Is if you're someone that values your health and your wellness, and just like, you know, the overall human that you are, for you, things like smoking, doing drugs, whatever, that might not, most likely rather, is not going to align with your internal value system. So if someone offers you a cigarette, as an example, of course, you're going to say no, right? That's you setting a boundary in that moment. So in that moment, by setting that boundary, you're holding that high standard of valuing your health, right? Valuing your wellness. Right? So the same thing can be applied when that we look at our life, when that we look at our friendships, our relationships, when that we look at, you know, our business, right? And again, I want to like go to examples, because this is how I best learn, is like, for some people, for example, I feel like a conversation that's really common in relationships is like, you know, if your partner's following in and liking other girls' photos, as an example, if that doesn't feel good for you, if that doesn't align with your values of like, you know, respect, whatever it might be, a boundary needs to be communicated to your partner, right? That this is the standard that you have for your relationship, right? Of mutual respect, et cetera, et cetera. So that's where we're like overcomplicating boundaries, that it's like, oh, am I going to like be seen as needy? Am I going to be seen as, you know, annoying, whatever it might be, or rude? There's so many stories that come up when it comes to setting boundaries, but it's always just coming back into, you know what? This actually doesn't align with my value system. So I need to communicate it. Right? Because when that we don't communicate things, we're not communicating boundaries that are important to hold ourselves to that high standard, that's when resentment builds, right? So if we go back to the example of, you know, the conversation with a partner and if they're liking other girls' photos, for example, if you don't set that boundary and you don't say the standard that you expect in the relationship, resentment's going to build, right? And there's going to be like some things bubbling beneath the surface, and then it, like the pot boils over, right? And then it goes into potentially like blowing up at your partner, blaming them. Like it's just like a bit of a shit show when in actual fact you couldn't take responsibility for setting that boundary, right? And I think as well, it's really important that a lot of people be like, but that's just an expectation. You know, but it's like actually projecting that person has to like have the exact same value system as you when that might not actually be the case. So it's really important, especially like early days of relationships in any kind of capacity, if it's a business relationship, an intimate relationship, a friendship, to actually communicate your standards and what's actually important to you. And it's something, because I've like been immersed in like these kind of conversations for some time now. When I first met my partner, for example, like I was the bitch that was like on the second date and I was like, cool, like what are your standards, like what are your expectations, like I wanted to get like clear on like what are our boundaries and like let's actually see if like we align in that. You know, it's really important to actually have those conversations, because otherwise, like I said, resentment builds. It's just like this icky thing. And then you also, it feels like setting a boundary that could have once been very simple, it feels like it's something that's 10 layers deep, and you do have to build this entirely like a big wall, right? While I'm on the conversation of that, something I want to speak to is the conversation that like people think boundaries is creating distance, right? A lot of people think that like if you set a boundary, you're putting up this massive wall where no one can like come into your territory in a way, right? And something that I just want to dissolve in that is the people that are getting frustrated or don't like you setting boundaries are the ones that are benefiting from you having none. I'm going to use an example of this is if you've got a friendship, right? And like, I'm just going to like come up with a random name, Sally. I've got my friend Sally, right? And she's like, hey, Tay, can you come around? Can we spend the day together? And then we can like go out for dinner and yada, yada, yada. And I am like depleted of energy. I feel like I'm just tired. I've just had like a big week, whatever it might be. I just don't feel up to it, right? I don't have the energetic capacity to show up and hang out with my friend Sally. A lot of people think that it's like, oh, you're like being this bitch by setting a boundary and saying like, hey, I wish I could, but I actually don't have capacity to hang out right now. Everyone's like, thinks that that's you putting up this massive wall, right? When in actual fact, you're honoring yourself, you're honoring your standards, and you're honoring your own energetic capacity. If that Sally in that moment is to blow up and like get mad, whatever may arise from that, if that she's frustrated from you setting that boundary, it's because she was benefiting from you having no boundaries. So it's just really important to have that. And again, this almost comes into that conversation where when you're like moving into relationships in whatever capacity it is, when you actually have those conversations, you can both have mutual respect for each other and have a mutual understanding of like, hey, I actually honor that your energetic capacity, like you don't have capacity for me right now. And I actually respect that you want to hang out with me when you can actually give me your energy, right? So that's where it's really important. All of the friendships that I have in my life now, the relationship I have in my life now, the relationship with my parents, my clients, like every relationship and dynamic I have in my life, people just like know that like when, if I'm saying no to something or whatever it is, they have a generous assumption of me and they don't make it mean something about themselves, because at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with them, right? It's a me thing and honoring myself and my own standards that I have for myself, right? And as something that's a high value of mine is having my own time, having my own, and like being in my own energy. So if we come back to the example of like hanging out with someone, my friends just know if I don't have capacity, like that's just a me thing and I just want to be in capacity. I'm fully just like in my own energy rather, and I'm just honoring that, right? So it's because I've been able to have these conversations around like my standards and like my values and setting those boundaries that people just get it, right? Like people just like meet me in it and they understand me in it. And the same thing goes that I have the most generous assumption of other people as well. If I message someone and I'm like, for example, I'm like, hey, do you want to come on my podcast? And they're like, hey, I would love to, but honestly, life is just a bit hectic at the moment. I don't want to commit to it. I don't make that mean anything about me. I fully admire and respect that person that they're just like honoring their own capacity, you know? And we don't need to, when we're setting boundaries, give people a list of like, here's 101 reasons as to why that I said no to that thing. You know, we don't need to do that. It's just like when it truly comes from a space of like, this is true for me. This is me respecting my internal boundaries right now. Like, and you're just communicating it. People aren't going to make up all of these stories. But when you're trying to beat around the bush around it, like, oh, I wish I could come hang out with you, Sally. But like, I've got like my grandma's cousin's sister's birthday. And you know, it's like, that's when people question it, right? And that's when people aren't going to have a generous assumption. When if you can actually just be honest and upfront and be like, hey, wish I could, but X, Y, and Z, people are actually going to be able to meet you in that, and people are actually going to be able to hold you in that and respect you in that boundary. You might be listening to this episode right now and you might be like, okay, cool, this is like a great conversation around boundaries, and like, I probably need to set some boundaries, but like, I'm not sure where, you know, like it might be this energy of like, great, but I'm not sure where or how or what I should do, right? What I would say is, I'm going to go into an analogy here, is actually looking at where you have energetic leaks in your life, right? So I want you to imagine yourself as a cargo ship and you're like going through the ocean, right? If you have a shitload of cargo on board that's like really heavy, it's slowing down the boat, right? Like it's already slowing down the boat. And then if you have holes in the boat, leaks, it's going to slow it down, right? It's going to be a matter of like, okay, the ship is kind of sinking here, right? So I want you to actually be in a state of curiosity and actually clock what those leaks in your life might be, what those things are that's feeling heavy on board might be, and actually look at where you can clean that up through boundaries, right? So if you find yourself always hanging out with a friend that leaves you feeling drained and depleted and like you just don't have energy afterwards, potentially that looks like, oh, okay, what boundaries need to be set here? You know, does a boundary need to be set of like, I actually don't see that friend, you know, every 3 days and we spend an entire day together? That's a gross exaggeration, but like actually looking at, okay, how can I clean that up and what boundaries need to be set? Does that just look like, you know, if I'm hanging out with that friend, it looks like an hour long coffee date opposed to an entire day spent together, you know, and that actually feels good for you. So it's checking in with things like that. If there's certain conversations that are going on in your life that, you know, it might be this like a very bitchy gossiping conversation. If that feels leaky and that doesn't feel good for you anymore, what does it look like to actually set a boundary of like, hey, I'm actually not available for these kind of conversations anymore. It actually doesn't feel good for me to be a part of these kind of conversations anymore. Instantly, the hole's plugged, right? If that, for example, if we speak to business, if we look at, if you're always chasing up invoices, you're always chasing up payments from a particular client, for example, that's leaky, right? It's an energy leak. It's taking your energy to actually like go and do that thing where in actual fact, I truly believe a boundary needs to be set, right? So it actually looks like a conversation with that client of like, hey, invoices need to be paid on day. I won't be chasing you anymore. If that it's not met on by, you know, X date, whatever, I'm actually going to have to revoke access, whatever it might be, in whatever capacity or in relation to the business that you run. That's just an example of actually having a conversation around a boundary, right? Some examples for me in my business, my private clients have Voxer access to me. So that is like WhatsApp. It's a messaging app, where the clients can voice note me, they can message me. And a boundary that I have with my clients is that it's a maximum of 2 minute long voice notes. And then no more than two topics at one time, right? Because for me, if I plug into Voxer on a Monday morning, and then I have a client that's plugged in with like a 20 minute long voice note, times that by four, speaking to all of these different things, that's going to feel really heavy for me. It's going to feel really energetically depleting, and I'm not going to be able to show up as the best coach I can be by feeling drained, right? So that's why I have that boundary and that standard of the container. That's just an example to protect like my own energy so I can show up as the best coach for my client as well. So it's for the best of both parties involved in that. So that's a perfect example. And second to that, when we actually speak to boundaries in things like a coaching container, it's really important to actually just set a standard for your clients so they know how to utilize the container and the space that they're in, right? I've had this reflected to me a few times from clients. It's like, hey, I really appreciate the way that you opened up this space because I know how to utilize it, right? So when I open up every single container with a client, I jump in with a voice note firstly. I'm like, hey, welcome. I explain things about, you know, my standards of the container. I explain my standards of like there being no emotional dumping. I explain the standards of, you know, keeping voice notes to a maximum of 2 minutes, plugging with no more than two topics at one time. Like I explain all of the standards of the container and my boundaries so that my clients know how to show up. Right. And I'm also not afraid of if that a client plugs in and, you know, of course I have like leeway. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, it was 2 minutes and 1 second. Like you're done. Like, of course not. But you know, if it's been a pattern and a client's like plugging in and it's constantly like, you know, overstepping the standards of the container, I'll literally have a conversation with them and be like, hey, just letting you know, I just want to remind you of the standards of this container because I want to hold you to a high standard in utilizing this mentorship container. And that doesn't feel uncomfortable for me to do or to say, because also I'm like practicing what I'm preaching, right? And like, secondly, it's because it doesn't need to be uncomfortable. Not once when I've set a boundary or reaffirmed a boundary, right, with a client, have they like gotten upset, gotten angry? They're like, okay, cool, perfect. So sorry. Like, you know, so it's just like holding that standard and actually leading the way. The boundaries don't need to be a hard thing to set. It doesn't need to be like, oh, can we have a conversation? It needs to be this like whole thing, because then they get to do the same with their clients, right? They get to actually lead that way with their clients, with their friendships, whatever it is. It's just purely communicating. When something doesn't feel good for you, you're just communicating it in that moment. Right? I've had so many conversations with friends about this in particular where it's like, hey, I can't have this like conversation anymore. Or like, hey, I can't hear this anymore. Right? So it's actually just like setting those standards so that everyone around you actually knows and understands what's going on. Right? So I've done a loop, but circling back to my analogy about the ship, that's what I want you guys to get curious about, is just being in that state of curiosity for the next week, as an example, and witnessing yourself where that like energetically you're feeling depleted, you're feeling drained, and what it would look like to actually clean that up, right? In truly all areas, even down to money and the way in which you spend money, right? So it's like, you know what? I actually value spending my money or saving my money for a holiday, right? I really want to save for a trip to Europe. So my internal boundary is that I'm not going to be like blowing my money on unnecessary things. So then it's like, okay, if a friend asks you out to dinner, for example, and like for you right now, that actually just doesn't align with you, like your values that you're and your goals, I guess, that you're trying to achieve. It actually just looks like communicating that, being like, hey, would have loved to, but for me right now, I'm just going to like save my money, you know? And almost like you'll get to a point too, where like you don't even need to have the conversation of like giving them a justification as to why. It's like your friends just get it, right? And having those conversations with the people in your life so that they're always in the loop and they just get it, right? Like that I have so many conversations with like my partner, with my friends, with my family of just like, hey, like this is what like I'm going through right now. Like if they can just be in the loop with things, it makes things so much easier. And boundaries, like even as every time I say the word, it's like, oh, it's this big thing, like where it truly doesn't need to be. It's just like, I want to actually encourage people to have more conversations, right? Rather than always trying to be in this energy of like, yeah, I've got me. Like actually start like communicating things to people so the people in your life can actually hold and support you more. Okay. So one last final thing that I want to touch on when it comes to boundaries is something I've experienced, something my clients experience. Like it's very common, is the fear of what's going to be on the other end of the conversation of setting the boundary, right? I'm air quoting right now. And what I mean by that is if we go back to the example with Sally, how is she going to respond to it? Is she going to get mad at me? Is she going to do X, Y, and Z? Is she going to think that I'm rude, nasty, mean? Is she going to talk about me to other people? Like, our brain, we tend to go to the worst case scenario, right? And we don't tend to have the most generous assumption of people, right? And it's like very human, but I also want us to start integrating this piece with like, how can I actually just have the most generous assumption of that person that they're going to be able to hold me in that standard? So you go to your friend Sally and you're like, hey, would have loved to hang out, but I'm just going to have a night at home by myself tonight. And she's like, oh my God, Taylor, of course, you know? And we like preempt all of these things that were going to happen when she was actually able to hold us in it, right? So coming back into having the most generous assumption of people is really, really powerful. And if that setting boundaries in this conversation feels really uncomfortable for you, it feels really new, what I would say is that currently you don't have any evidence to support the fact that this is a safe thing to do and say, right? Like right now, you don't have any evidence to support the fact that when you say to your friend Sally that you're not going to go out for dinner tonight, that she's not going to break up with you, that she's not going to like leave you, talk shit about you, whatever it might be. You don't have any evidence to support the fact that she can hold you in that. But we truly just have to dissolve the thing, right? And just like do the thing. And, you know, like I said, always coming back into, okay, if that she can't hold me in it, she's clearly benefiting from me having no boundaries, right? And is that a person that I want in my close proximity? Probably not. Right. So it's always just coming back into that. And like, trust me when I say, just as humans, like 99% of the time, people are truly going to be able to feel your authenticity and feel like the realness and your honesty in actually communicating a boundary. And they're not going to get mad or upset. They're actually going to be able to hold you in it 99% of the time. And always just coming back into that, it's like, really interesting how we always have, like I was saying, not a generous assumption that people are going to be able to hold you in it when, trust me, they probably are going to be able to hold you in it when you actually communicate that boundary. And this comes with practice as well. Once upon a time, like setting a boundary, for example, with a client, I was like, oh my God, you know, like before I plugged in, I was like, oh my God, I have to set this boundary here. But I did the thing. And then every single time it just gets easier and easier and easier. Every time, if something comes up for me in friendships, if I need to say a thing, it was once like, oh my God, this is like the end of the friendship if I say this thing. And I used to think it needed to get to like a really bad point in the friendship for me to set a boundary or say a thing, where now I can just say something if it comes up, instantly dissolved, cool, move on. You know, the same things with like relationships, like me, and like if I think back to like my first ever relationship, and I like, that's just like, you know, very, again, very human. Like we're just navigating a relationship for the first time. It's like, I can't say that thing. He won't like me anymore. Or like whatever the story might be. Well, like I'm the other person that said it on, like I said, probably like the first date. I was like, cool. So like, what are your standards? What are your values? Like, I'm just saying all of the things because that's just a part of like the human that I am now. And it's just really comfortable for me. And that's truly come from practice. It's come from always leaning into the uncomfortable thing and saying it and fully just like trusting yourself in it and being able to hold yourself in it, because it lightens the load off your ship. Like truly, when you're actually able to plug those holes and actually take some weight away from your ship, it's like, oh, like, it's like that feeling. And you've probably had experienced a conversation like this before or whatever, where you have the conversation and you walk away from it and it feels like your chest is just like it's opened up, like it's not as tight anymore, right? So it's just so freaking good for your nervous system as well to just like literally come back into what I would say is just always fucking speaking what's true for you and just communicating what's there for you and setting those boundaries. If that there's conversations you don't want to entertain, if there's behaviors that are going on in your relationship with clients that don't feel good for you or your evolution, it's actually saying the thing and holding that high standard for, you know, yourself and like your close proximity spaces. So I would love to know how you guys find integrating this, if that this is a new thing for you, if you're going to like elevate boundaries further. Like I would love to know over on Instagram how you found that episode, how you found like integrating this or what's come up for you. I would love you to share it with me. But that's all I wanted to dive into today. While I've got you all here, I want to speak to a couple of things that are like moving in my coaching world. So the first one is my year-long Voxer broadcast. It's called In the Loop. So if you are loving the podcast so far, In the Loop is very similar to a podcast, but just like even more real and raw. So it's like a walkie-talkie app, and you guys will just have like the one-way access, and you'll be able to see me plugging in real time. I'll be plugging in with things very similar to the conversations on this podcast, my life, business, just raw things behind the scenes, but just like on a level deeper. If you jump over to my Instagram, you can see that offer in my highlights or in my website. So I would love to have you a part of that. You can join at any time. You just get access to the content from the day you join. So the content that's already been out there, you won't get access to. So the sooner you join, the better. And that price is just staying the same until the end of the year. So there's that. The next thing I want to speak to is obviously you guys from the first episode and even like briefly touching on it this episode, you guys know how important the power of proximity is and just like how passionate I am about bringing together like-minded people that are just going to expand each other. And just to be in a room that just like fully, just truly, like I'm just always going to come back into the word expansion, that truly fucking expands you and your business, right? I'm currently in a mastermind at the moment with some really fucking successful people in the industry and just like all round incredible, incredibly conscious, just amazing humans. And I've like, I would see it as like, I've pulled up a chair to the fucking table so I can like learn from the best, be expanded from the best, be triggered. You know, I want to look at things deeper in myself. Like that is the power of being in a mastermind. So I have created a mastermind for you guys to be a part of. There is currently only a few spots remaining. We start at the end of this month. So by the time this episode comes out, I believe you might have a week to join. So I invite you to be a part of that. If you want to send me a DM on Instagram and we can chat there just to make sure it's a great fit. That is just going to be an incredible container. So it's going to be 6 weeks long. And that's going to include 2 hot seat coaching calls. So anyone that's been a part of Ascend as well will know like the value in hot seat coaching, where you're actually able to be coached by me and witness others being coached, which is really, really powerful. So that will be a 6 week mastermind. I recently ran a 21 day mastermind. So 3 weeks, half the time. And that was just incredible. The conversations were just next level. The masterminding between the girls in there was insane. Like they were coaching each other, they were holding each other, they were calling each other out on things, celebrating each other. Like it was fucking everything. So I'm just so excited for this container to be a bit more long term. So I would love you to be a part of that if you wish. And then the final thing I want to speak to is I'm just like in this energy of like so much gratitude for the people in my world. Like I was saying before, the people that are listening to the podcast, in my masterclasses, programs, private coaching, whatever it is. So for you guys, I'm going to get this in the show notes as well. I've got a discount code to all of my past masterclasses, and it's just going to be a $50 discount on all of those masterclasses. The code will be CONNECT. So just like one word, CONNECT. So if you want to jump on, you can look at the link in my bio, and there's a section on my website where it's all the masterclasses. So you'll be able to see any masterclasses. So if there's anything that's like piquing your interest that you want to be a part of, you can use that code there, and that will be valid literally just like probably till forever. So if you want to do that, if there's something that you're like interested in, use that discount code and you will be able to save $50 off there. So that is all for this week's episode. Thank you again for being a part of this. I just fucking love being in your ears. And again, like I love the interaction when I get like the feedback and just like your takeaways from the episode. So be sure to DM me on Instagram. Let me know how things are landing for you, how that you're finding the episodes and the podcast so far. But other than that, I'm going to love you and leave you for the day. But I hope you have an incredible rest of your day wherever you're listening to this from. And I will catch you in next fortnight's episode.